Okay, let me try this. How's that, sir?
That's about 100% better, and how are you today?
Doing pretty good, sitting here working at the table and trying to stay warm there, Roger.
Yeah, it is a bit blustery out there. I had already been out. I had a doctor's appointment this morning and got me a dentist appointment tomorrow, and it should be much warmer, I'm hoping.
Yeah, Roger, that. I hope you're all right. I don't know, a couple doctor's appointments. Hope you're all right there. Yeah, like I said, it's just, it's nasty out there. The funny thing is I sit next to a window. I got a window next to me, and in the morning I can hear the people coming out there to go to work, turning their cars over, man. A motor struggling like hell to try to start there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Ours started a little hard today. I neglected to plug it in today because it was too cold yesterday to plug it in. I'm getting old. Copy that.
Yeah, Roger, there. I can't say I blame you. I stepped out there, a couple hours ago. I took the garbage out, man. I was like, wow, even the dogs open the door and they start to go out the door, and all of a sudden they turn around and come back in, and you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Well, that new antenna seems to be working pretty good.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's like night and day. Like I tell people, it's like night and day. I can move around now a bit and talk, you know. I don't have to sit there in the sweet spot all the time there. Go ahead.
Yeah, a little bit of mobility helps. All is good. Yeah, I've been off the radio for a couple of days. One day I felt like sleeping, so I did. And then, like yesterday, I tried to get on for a bit, and conditions were bad at first. So I was the guy that was cutting. And then just got on now. Right.
Yeah, right. I called you a couple times. Been off for, well, not off, more or less off. There's been a couple times in the past couple days. I turned it on and nobody out there, and I gave you a holler. Because last time I talked to you again, my transmit quit because of my battery. This time it was flashing, so I figured I had enough time to tell you that I had to get off because my battery's going to die. You're the only person, man. You're the only person twice that my transmit quit on me talking to you there. Go ahead.
It has been pretty quiet out there. You know, it's down right now. It's actually not down, but it's not connected to the net. So, you know, if you're missing Bob, that's why. I talk to Bob now once a week on the phone, so... I'll pass on a hello for you. This is WRPD 448 for identification.
Yeah, all right, WSOZ 793 for moral purposes. I wonder where he's been, man. You know, every time he pops out there, mostly if I'm out there, I'll say hello to him, man. He's good to talk to, like you and stuff, you know. But, yeah, if he remembers who I am, yeah, pass the word. Tell him I said hello there, Roger.
I definitely will. And, again, you know, his repeater, the repairs they need to make may not happen for some time yet based on weather. I don't know, everything's up in the air, but locally his repeater works, just not on the net. I'll definitely pass on a friendly hello.
Break, break, WRXP 401. Can I get a radio check from downtown Detroit, Michigan? What's your location?
WRPV 448.
I'm over here in Warren.
I'm transmitting off the Flint repeater.
Really good. Sounding really good there. My friend Kurt out there, he tell you, he can give you a radio check. Just go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. I heard you both, actually, out of Warren and the UP. Appreciate it.
You're loud and clear. Sounding good. WRP standing by.